Unit 10. Going Carbon Neutral.
Reading Passage.
The threat caused by global climate change is familiar to us all. Every day we burn fossil fuels like coal and oil for energy. That releases tons of CO2 into the air, leading to global warming. One way people, businesses, and governments are meeting the threat is by going carbon neutral. The idea is to release a net balance of zero CO2. If enough people get involved, it can have a real impact in the fight against global warming. Many of our daily activities produce CO2. Driving, flying, using computers, and heating our homes all add to the problem. Carbon calculators can show you how much CO2 you are responsible for. For example, flying from San Francisco to Tokyo releases almost 1 ton of CO2 per person, and driving 20 kilometers to work produces around 2 tons per year. Once you know how much CO2 you produce, you can start lowering your carbon footprint. That can be done by buying energy-efficient light bulbs, refrigerators, and other appliances. By installing solar panels, we can make homes and businesses greener. Also, walking, riding bicycles, and driving hybrid cars all help reduce CO2 levels. Even after taking steps to save energy, we still create some pollution. So, the next step in going carbon neutral is to offset that amount. Offsetting means supporting energy-saving efforts that balance out the CO2 that you produce. Some examples are tree planting groups, solar energy projects, and other clean energy efforts. So, let's say your lifestyle produces 30 tons of CO2. You could offset that total by giving money to a wind farm to produce 30 tons of clean energy. The net balance is zero. Efforts to go carbon neutral are showing up everywhere. For example, the Olympics is now a carbon neutral event. So are entire schools, such as the College of the Atlantic. Bands like the Rolling Stones are releasing carbon neutral CDs. And some people are even offsetting their weddings. We're facing a real urgency with the climate crisis. Many scientists say we need to lower CO2 levels by 60% over the next 40 years. If we don't, there could be terrible consequences, both for the environment and the world economy. Though governments are talking about ways to lower pollution levels, they may not be enough. By going carbon neutral, people and businesses can really do something to meet this global challenge.